surprised.
And kind of scared.
But the angel said, "Don't be scared. You're going to have a baby."
And then Mary said, "How can I have a baby? I'm not married."
But the angel said,
"It's all right.
The baby will be God's son, Jesus."
Mary was supposed to marry a guy named Joseph.
She said to him, "Look, I'm going to have a baby."
Joseph was pretty surprised, too.
Because he didn't know how to be a dad.
But he wanted to take good care of the mom and the baby.
Right before the baby was going to be born,
Joseph and Mary had to go on a long trip
to a town called Bethlehem.
But it was okay,
because Joseph made sure that Mary didn't have to walk by herself.
But when they got to Bethlehem,
it was so full of people.
Nobody had room for them.
They tried one place.
And then get other place.
At the last place, the guy started to say no.
Then he said, "Wait, I've got a place for you out back.
But you gotta be okay with animals."
There weren't even any beds.
But it was nice and warm.
When Mary had Jesus,
they wrapped him in cloth
and put him in the animal's food dish.
No one else knew about Jesus yet.
But there were some shepherds just outside of town.
And some angels showed up.
The shepherds were like, "Oh no, what's happening?"
But the angel said, "Don't be scared.
I have something really, really awesome to tell you.
God's son Jesus has been born.
He's in Bethlehem.
He's all wrapped up in a blanket."
The shepherds were super excited.
So they got everyone together and ran to find Jesus.
They were really glad when they found the right place.
They were like, "Is this where Jesus is?"
And Mary let them come in.
And they even got to hold and cuddle the baby.
Sometime later, some kings were living far away from baby Jesus.
But God sent him a special star.
The kings followed the special star a long way.
A really long way.
A really, really long way.
The star showed the kings
right where Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus were.
They even brought special presents for baby Jesus.
Then everybody had a big party.
Because they were so glad that God sent baby Jesus.
That night was the best night ever.
It was the best night ever.
It was the best night ever!
It was the best night ever.
Hey!
When I say whatever I say, I need you to say, "Welcome the light." Practice with me. Welcome the light. Let me hear it again. Welcome the light. Shown by a courtyard fire, the open stable door. Warm breath of resting beasts, kindly sparkle in their eyes. In the shadowy stable stall, Joseph kindled a lamp. There Mary gave birth to Jesus, called God with us. Angels opened the door of heaven, sang, "Glory to God in the highest." Shepherds saw the sky ablaze, left their sheep and came to see. In the darkest winter night, God set a brilliant star. Magi from the east divined God's shining sign. And on this Christmas day, with joy, we greet the child. And again. Hooray. Let's greet one another. Let's wish one another a Merry Christmas. Let's take a bit of time. You're not stuck to the floor. You can move. You can speak to a stranger. Pretend you're not in Britain. Just about to put you on the spot. So I don't know how many of you were at the carol service, but those of you who were heard a whole load of gorgeous music. We had a choir, but we also had a couple of James's pals who played. And James has been working on a CD, and the news is that he has the CD with him today. More than one. Just tell people what it is. Yes, I'm just giving you a minute, and to say, I'm giving you a minute to compose yourself. That's what, yes, I meant. And just to say, at the end of the service, it's been great, good. Hope to see you again. If you could, we're going to have coffee afterwards. Stay if you can. Yeah. Right. You're
quickly,
on.
Not at all on the spot, but firstly, Merry Christmas to everybody. And secondly, a community of musicians have put together some original composition and some donated songs to aid a charity behind the Calais Sessions, which is to help musicians in the refugee camps across Europe. And it's a great cause. I suddenly feel very emotional.
Yeah, so you should, man.
But yeah, I have some here. It's for a donation. So if you'd like a copy of some festive music, please see me after the service. And happy Christmas.
Yeah. And those of us who heard it on at the carol service, it's profoundly moving and gorgeous. So thank you. Yeah, brilliant. Right, let's sing. Come and join the celebration. Join together to pray. Let us pray. You, Jesus Christ, born as one of us, God in the midst of us, you are light in our darkness. So with the angels, we kneel and adore you. You, Jesus Christ, born to release us, God in the depths of us, you are healing for our deepest pain. So with Mary and Joseph, we kneel and adore you. You, Jesus Christ, born to reign in us, God in naked blood and bone, you are life in our flesh. So with the shepherds, we kneel and adore you. You, Jesus Christ, born to delight in us, God's choice to be for us. You are joy beyond our wildest dreams. So with the faithful of every age and place, where people put themselves at danger to worship, where the faithful have served through the centuries, we kneel and adore you. Lord, we pray, Amen. We say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. So I need 5 volunteers. I've already got one person has bagged their role. So I need 4 others. That's it. I need 2 more. You're at the back. On you go. 2 more. Esther? Esther's coming. Is Annabelle coming? Is Sophia coming? She's already done it. Kino? No? Annabelle, would you like to? You sure? Have you? Yes. Wojtek would like to do it. Have you come, Wojtek? Cheeky Paul in the house. Have you come, Cheeky Paul? No, you're not at the back. You can do the Mary candle. Hey. Right. Who's coming up first? Crumbs. No. Yeah, is it you first? No. Go. That's it, you gotta press that. Just a minute, let me see. That's it. There you go. Got it? So Jesus, who comes as peace. Esther, come up. Esther might need a hand. Here we go, Esther. Come around here. That's it. Should we just take your hand? Lovely, thank you. Jesus, who comes as hope. Not this one. That's it. Jesus, who comes as light. Oh no, I don't have to hold it for you, though. That's it. Jesus, who comes as love. Right, be careful of those sleeves. Fantastic. And Jesus, who comes as the life and light for the world. We're going to sing our carol, which we've written ourselves, so a number of you won't know it. But you'll know it by the 5th verse. You know what it is. Tony, would you play it through and then we'll sing it all through? Thank you.
Oh,
So I don't know who of you wrote it. All three of you wrote it. Thank you very much. And all three of you wrote it. And Solhee, who is in South Korea at the minute, been chucked out of the country by the British government, you know how it is. But hopefully, may it please God, on our way back. And missing the way that British people do Christmas. Missing a mince pie. No, missing us. Missing us, yes. We're going to hear some of the words of the story in a sort of a compilation, a song of incarnation. If I say the words in the light type, would you respond with those in the bold? The grace of the Lord has dawned upon the world with healing for all. Light has dawned upon us, dwellers in a land as dark as death. For the boy has been born for us, a son given to us. God is love, and God's love was disclosed to us in this, that God sent his only Son into the world to bring us life. We know how generous our Lord Jesus Christ has been. He was rich, yet for our sake he became poor, so that through his poverty we might become rich. God has spoken to us in the Son, whom he has made heir to the whole universe. The Word became flesh. He came to dwell among us, and we saw his glory, such glory as befits the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. We join to sing, O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Thank you.
could tell you a lie about the fact that these people have been rehearsing this little sketch for months, but it would be a great big huge lie. And it is one of the dangers of arriving early on Christmas morning, that I shove a script in your hand and say, right, you're in deeper set, you know, that sort of thing. So with that having been said, I now invite you to listen for the word of God through the Bethel Inn.
Because of the census, which required every man to take his family to his birthplace, Joseph took Mary to Bethlehem, a small town which could not cope with all its exiles now returning.
This is the busiest we've ever been, and we're the shortest staffed we've ever been. How many folk do you have cleaning the hotel, Miriam?
Just myself.
How come? Where's Jeremiah?
He had to go to register at Cana.
What about Martha?
She had to go to register at Capernaum with her husband.
So you are making all the beds yourself?
I am, and I don't want to see a pair of sheets for as long as I live.
How's the kitchen, Larry?
We're okay. We just keep getting asked for funny food.
What like?
Well, there's a couple from Syria expect kebabs for their breakfast. And there's an old man from the Jordan Valley who keeps asking for locusts and wild honey.
So what do you do?
Just pretend I don't hear them and give everybody a plate of porridge.
Absolutely, Deborah. Standing room only. Why do you ask? Well, I'll tell them. Deborah, we're fully booked. Where?
And we become aware of the housing crisis that is ours. And we pray for the 23 people who sleep on the streets of Kingston. And we pray for the young people under the pressure of feeling that they will never have a home of their own and sleeping 10 in a flat and sleeping in a lockup. Whose mental health is coming close to collapse because all is invested in housing and getting them nowhere. And in the face of the gospel, we ask God for a good Christmas, that no powerful nation should tax the poor or uproot them, that no unmarried woman should be put away in disgrace, that no door will be shut on those who need to find it open, that shepherds and sheep and all of nature need not be afraid, and that barbed wire and angry soldiers will not be found in Bethlehem, and that wise men and wise women might appear in Syria. in Brussels, in Britain. That children might be preserved from those who would abuse them. That this Christmas worship may become a manger and the church a stable and the rumour become a reality that Christ has come among us. And we hold up those that we love. And we pray for ourselves. In the face of the gospel, we ask God for a good Christmas, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to sing Away in a Manger. Does anybody know any actions for this song? Away in a Manger, anybody know any actions? Anybody else know any action? Has Esther been drilled in the actions of Away in a Manger yet? Is that next Christmas? Sophia, do you want to come and do some actions? You don't have to if you don't want to. Does Annabel know any actions? Just a cuddly girl? A cuddly girl? Right, let's... nice one, Sophia. Come on, Auntie Ellis. You can help me with the actions. Hooray! Happy, happy, smiling Auntie Ellis. Let's join together to sing. Up we get, Away in a Manger.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sophia, and your assistant. I can just say, in Sophia's defence, in her school they only have two verses. The third verse from here on will be the scratching leg verse. Oh, it was going so well and then. Right. Has anybody brought any presents? Who's nicked the microphone? Who's nicked the lollipop? Anybody brought any presents? Anybody got a Christmas jumper? Anybody get... Oh, come on. Right, let's have a line of the Christmas jumpers, please. Christmas jumper, let's see them all. Let me see those jumpers. Jumper and a hit horse, just come on. Look at these. Tom? That's beautiful. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Do you see that? Look at it again. Whoa. Oh, look. Oh, oh. That is so cute. Oh, yes, lovely headdress. Excellent. Round of applause for these bold brothers and sisters. Excellent. Anybody else get anything to show us? Anybody been allowed to open anything from Santa this morning? Anybody got any toys? Oh, a doll. Oh, really? Oh, no. Please. Too much. A weeing doll. That was just great. Thanks for sharing. Oh, you've got some new shoes. Can we see your shoes? Oh, lovely. And Sophia, got your shoes as well? Beautiful. Right, come on. Come up and show them. Right, beautiful. Oh, glittery heels. Woo. And you've got glittery shoes as well? Yes, gorgeous. Whoa, lovely. Hey. Anybody else get anything? Oh, yes. a clove of garlic. In your stocking, that's what you do. Oh, yeah, Nona, she came out the front. She was at the end of the line to you. She just wants to see your hat more. She's complaining about not seeing your hat. She was there. She was at the front. Anybody else? Oh, yeah. Right, Alice, come and tell. Right, what? New shirt. Lovely shirt. Very nice, yes. And the other great thing about having a mother who's a minister of religion is you get things like this, which is a little pair of maracas that say, "Hallelujah, praise the Lord." And a key ring. Oh, because you never know when you might need an emergency pair of maracas. You never know. And God bless you tissues. Oh, you see, you didn't know. A marketing opportunity you knew nothing of. Right, thank you very much for sharing with us. And we remember that, just to remind you, that the reason that we give presents is because, right, it's all about Jesus, but the reason is because when the wise men arrived, they bought three gifts. And the gifts were gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And our tradition is that we give the money that we give on Christmas Day, we give it away. We give it away for the Cystic Fibrosis Trust, research into cystic fibrosis, because one of the children who was part of our community died on Christmas Day when she was 10 years old, Anna Marie Crump. And so your offering will now be received, and then we will give it to that cause. Dahi? Dahi, come and play. So let's pray. Loving God, we pray for all those who will have somebody die on this day. And we pray for all those families for whom that will always be the memory of Christmas Day. And we pray for those who live with cystic fibrosis and those who research into it. And we ask that this money would be spent well, that people would be rigorous in their research and creative. And our heartfelt prayer, Lord Jesus, is that the cure would be found. Lord, we pray. Amen. We join to sing, O Come All Ye Faithful. and a blessing. May God bless you with foolishness to believe that you can make a difference in this world and in this neighborhood, so that you will courageously try what you don't think you can do, but in Jesus Christ you'll have the strength necessary. May God bless us with fearlessness to speak out about injustice, unjust laws, corrupt politicians, unjust and cruel treatment of prisoners, and senseless wars, genocides, and poverty. And may God bless us. We will remember that we are called people to continue God's work of love and healing in this place, which is our planet, for now, forever. Amen. Ready? We wish you.